What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Social podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
I want you to be mine again.
Oh boy.
Crazy.
Also joining me is K Likes Everything. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
The band is back.
Kayla, I thought you were. I thought it is. I thought you were about to join in with the "I want you to."
No, I was trying to. Honestly, I was trying to remember the quote that I've been obsessed with the Snap Cube, where Eggman tells
Shadow, "You have some explaining
to do."
Oh my god!
Or just my new favorite.
I miss my wife, Tails.
I went to vote, and I saw a furry in line.
Oh my gosh. All right, so as you can see, the gang's all here. We are back. Right, exactly. That's what I'm going for. The gang's all here. We're back recording again. Pretty fun episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the light novel title quiz that I gave to Zoe. It was really funny, like me listening back to the audio on it. Had a great time like editing that, and it was really, really fun to kind of see. I hope you guys like kept track of your scores. I want to see like how everybody did. Today it's gonna be something kind of similar. We'll explain a little bit more as we get later into the episode or whatever, but today I want to talk something real quick. Zoe and Kayla have informed me that they have finished My Dress Up Darling. Ooh. And they have some thoughts on it, specifically about one episode in particular. But I guess overall thoughts on the show, Kayla, because Zoe gave me, I can't remember what episode that was. Like,
this was like almost 3 years ago already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been a long time.
It is. I'm a big boy, but I love me some romance anime. You know, sometimes I just want to be like, yeah, I live in Japan, and I have a cute girlfriend in Japan.
I wish Japan was real.
I wish Japan was real. And this one has, I think it was, I don't know why this was like the first one I ever saw. It like connected with me. And I was like, oh my God.
For the freaks.
I love this show. So I knew wow. Kayla would love it. And I had to show Kayla.
Fair.
Yeah. Of all the sweet romance anime that exists out there, this is actually, there is no timeline where Andre's first romance is not this show. And I am trying to convince him to get the manga series, because I think that'd be funny for that to be his first set. Okay, so now that I've fully caught up with My Dress Up Darling, number one, first thoughts is I need a season two. I cannot have them out here not giving me a season two. Second thought, it is remarkable that I saw this entire season in English. In fact, I may go back and watch it all over again in Japanese, but it takes a lot for me to, and it's not because it's like, oh, the Japanese is better. It's just because I prefer most of the time the Japanese voice acting, because it's its original language. I watch most things in their original language with subtitles, because they feel differently about it, and they don't have to like match up their mouths and fill in words, right?
Right.
But they actually did so good. The main two characters, I think their voice actors did a phenomenal job. And that, you know, I give them their kudos. I give them their flowers. And then what we really want to talk about is just the scene in the love hotel. It's so hard with this show, because in my head I'm like, they're not high schoolers.
Every time something would happen, because they also give, just throughout the whole show, they just give Marin a lot of detail.
Every Kayla fold.
Kayla and I would look at each other and be like, they're in college.
And yeah, because they also don't feel like high school students. They're cosplaying. They're like, a lot of it isn't set within school, so it doesn't feel like a high school show. It feels like they're out there, they're doing their hobbies, they're in college. Throughout the whole show, they do give her, you see every crevice of her body. And it's always like the shiny red, like blushed knees and elbows and like highlights and all like the sparkles. And like you could see her labia majora at some point. Like I was just like, girl, we're in.
Episode two we're is in. Nuts.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, one of the first episodes, like he goes and she puts her foot in his face and you just,
I hate that scene though. Straight, I hate that shot.
It's straight to the cooch. And, and it was wild. And I looked over at Andre and I'm like, this is what you wanted me to watch. This is what you wanted me to see. When does it get cute? You keep saying, but it does. There are so many like cute and precious moments. And the way that, how do you pronounce her name? It's Marin. The way that she's obsessed with, and I forget the main boy's name too.
Gojo.
With Gojo.
Wakana
it's
Gojo.
So sweet. The way she's like, oh my God, he thinks I'm cute. Da, 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 da. I was like, I also have this level of delusion, except she's succeeding. And it's just so cute. But yeah, the love hotel scene, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but it is wild. Like I was covering my face. For most of it, I was blushing on their behalf. I was like, I wouldn't have made this. I wouldn't have made it through.
And I kept looking like at the screen, like.
He's reliving it and then reliving it vicariously through me.
I mean, Kayla, that show is what, like 2 years old now? I feel like you can kind of like spoil a little bit of it. I mean, like, it's just not, like, don't give like the entire thing away, but it's just the scene in general is so crazy because like,
They give fan service for the girls now.
Yeah, okay, that's the thing. Like, it's very rare, even in, romance. Like, in regular romance anime, you typically just won't see anything physical happen to the guy. It's typically, like, a joke. Like, he turned around, or he has a nosebleed, or he put a pillow over his pants. You never actually see the thing. And that's what's crazy to me. And it's not that you see his peepus. You don't see that. You see him get excited. And that's almost more embarrassing. It's kind of like when you watch a Korean drama. And because there's no physical touch hardly ever. And they hold hands. When they hold hands, you're like, oh my God, hand holding, you whore. But it's not. It's just like, it's just a thing that happens. So when you see that in an anime that isn't rated R or, you know, not suitable. Well, I think it is plus 18, not suitable for younger audiences. It's still crazy to be like, did they just show a boner on the screen? That's crazy.
And then the
more than anything in that scene, what was for the girls was the tension.
I was about to say.
Them breathing 5 centimeters apart.
The lights
I was like,
are
I'm
off.
I'm going to throw up.
The so lights good. Turn off, and then you could hear other people in the love hotel, and they're staring at each other. And Kayla and I were like, huh. And I've seen the show before.
I know, but it's true that like when you show someone a show, you get rehype because you're seeing the reaction. Like when Taylor and I watched Mob Psycho, every 2 seconds I could feel his gaze on me because I'm there sobbing, and you're like, yeah, it was sad, isn't it?
And
I'm there going, this is so heartbreaking.
Kayla, you have to finish that show.
I know. It's so good. But my list, well, because right now my goal is to finish Sex and the City.
Yeah, she's watching Sex and the City now.
And once I finish that, then I'll jump back into watching anime regularly. But yeah, overall, really good. And I demand a second season. But I kid you not, I give myself 3 months to not buy the whole book set. So we'll see.
I mean, it's a good show. I think I don't know if it got confirmed or like somebody was just like, the people were in talks to make a second season. But I just feel like with how popular it got, I feel like it will have one.
They just keep floating it around in the air. And because I'm from the era of Orin High School Host Club being promised every year for a new season, there was always a leak and there was always going to be a season 2 and they never gave it to me. I have no hope anymore.
I need Square Enix. I need Square Enix to put the money up.
Hear us, Square Enix.
Also, Square Enix, you make some freaky shows. You also produced
Square Peanuts.
They produced Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yep.
So that's stupid. A good one. But also they did Kakegurui for some reason.
Yep.
I know my dress up darling. I think that there's some freaks over there at Square Enix.
For sure.
No, go ahead, Taylor.
I was gonna say I felt how you feel with Ouran Host Club is the same way I feel about Soul Eater. Like, did you see
they had a
game coming out for Fire Force and did promotional art that had Soul Eater player like the Soul Eater characters in it? And I'm like, why would you for like Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems? Why the fuck would you show yourself I couldn't have it then?
Yeah, you know, it always hurts when you're like, this show could have gone on longer. We could have had a better season or whatever, and then it just doesn't come to fruition. The only thing I'm going to complain about in the show is the little short girl cosplayer who is the older sister to the taller, bigger, boobied girl.
Who's the younger sister?
It gives me an uncomfortable feeling in the pit of my stomach where I'm just like, just make the older sister look older and let the younger sister, you can have her still look. But, you know, I guess that way there are girls who mature very quickly, but like this whole baby little girl type, it gives me ick.
Like a Fubuki Tamaki situation.
Yeah.
From One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. 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 Just, just let the girls be older. Like, get them out of little girl bodies.
Yes. Yes. So, with that said, we're going to go to our main topic today, which is a continuation on our light novel title subject that me and Zoe kind of got on and we kind of like told Kayla about. As far as light novels go, Kayla, like, and the titles and stuff and all that kind of stuff, like, what is your, like, how do you feel about like light novel titles or just light novels in general?
I avoid them like the plague. Whenever I see them at Barnes and Nobles or any other bookstore, I'm like, I'm not reading you because you've given me everything. And I get it that that's the point. They want you to know exactly what you're getting into or at least have an idea. But there's something about reading like the villainess and her boyfriend are now together? And I'm like, where's the mystery?
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I know everything about this show.
They never sound romantic.
No, they always sound like clickbait.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
It's like you're browsing YouTube the entire
time. Yes. I was gonna say honestly, it sounds like when you go like on AO3 or Wattpad and you're looking for very specific things to read about. And it's like a generator of like, okay, I want romance. I want younger girl with another. Like, it's just every time. You just build up what you're looking for. And I'm like, I don't want to be told that. I want really obscure titles that make me look at the cover, open the book, do a little, you know, little scan. And then that's it. But it's funny to reverse engineer a show
it is
and turn it into a light novel, and I'm like, am I making it too easy? Am I making it too hard? Does this make sense?
Yeah, true. I mean, there are some that are mysterious or like good titles. Like, I remember I think one of the titles I gave Zoe that was real, I think I had it. Where was that? Trapped in a Dating Sim, The World of Ultimate Games is Tough for Mobs. That's a good title. That's a good title because it doesn't give you too much away.
It doesn't give you too much.
But it does it does tell you what's happening to the character, right? He's trapped in some kind of dating game. And then like it's a game that's more geared towards like a female audience in terms of like Ultimate Games.
Yeah.
And then he's specifically like a mob character, like a character that's not really involved. He's like a background character. And so that's kind of like what it gives you. It's still a good title, but it does give you like everything you kind of need to get into
What it is? I feel like it's like if a title's too long, I don't want to share it with somebody. I'm like, oh man, have you seen that show? Doodly doot doot doodly. And there's like 14 1,000 syllables, and I'm like, it's too long.
Well, there's
too long.
There's they make that joke in My Dress Up Darling for her last cosplay.
Yes.
She goes, I want to cosplay this person from blah, 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 or Suck IDK.
Right, for short.
That's insane. Yep. and so with that, with the light novel stuff that we have, we decided to, Zoe came up with this idea midway through the podcast episode, if you remember last week, where he said, I want to do a episode where we take either fiction, movies, whatever it is in pop culture or whatever, and develop light novel titles and have the other two hosts guess what it is. And I thought that was a great idea. And I was like, why not? No better time to do it than the next episode.
Yeah.
So that's what we are doing. People at home, again, please try to keep track. See what you know, what you get wrong. I want to see what people say. It's be really fun, I think. So that being said, the light novel title guesser game is underway. We decided, I guess subconsciously, or I guess I'm assuming, that we all picked titles of things that all three of us universally know.
Yeah. Even if Correct. You haven't seen the show, I think you would know what my show is. Just off Sure. the bat, like I didn't do like Twin Peaks, you know?
Right.
Okay, that
I
works.
I think you guys know these things. Yeah. So
I didn't do French movie from the 60s, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Right. Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
It's a good movie.
Oh. Yeah, I try to choose ones that were universally known, and then also, like, I guess I'm the only one in the group, the three of us, that did anime. I have two of them that are anime.
Yeah.
Mm. Which it is what it is. I thought it made a pretty funny.
Oh, I just realized
discussion.
You guys might not know one of them, but I think it's funny, and I'm keeping it.
Okay,
that's fair.
Hmm.
All right. Okay. So Zoe. Since
are
you
we
are
roll
the
die again?
Oh, we want to roll the die? That's fine. We can do
I
that.
Think we should do the countdown.
What's that?
How we count down starting
oh,
the podcast.
Oh, so then it's Taylor, you, me.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least for this. For drafts, we can roll the dice.
Okay. I was like, he just hates it because he was scoring in the draft.
No. For drafts are like a competitive thing. For like more competitive things, we should do the dice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, since Zoe came up with the idea, he gets the chance to do it first. But
yeah. I like the countdown.
Cool. That's fair. All right. So here's my first one. Supernatural things keep happening at my job, but me and my friend just want to slack off.
Oh, I know.
Say it again.
Supernatural things keep happening at my job, but me and my friend just want to slack off.
I know exactly what it is. I want to see if Kayla can guess it. It's a cartoon.
Oh, is it an anime?
No.
No, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. No, I don't think I know it.
It's
for a
regular
second, I thought
show.
It was the anime. Oh!
It's
that's
regular
a
show.
Good one.
Yeah.
I don't know why, for some reason, I thought it was the anime about working at McDonald's. The devil is a part-timer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, yeah, he just wants to, like, slack off. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I was like, regular show, yeah. I was like, oh, that would be a good one.
Regular show's a good one.
I wanted to include, like, the park, but I feel like that would give it away too easily.
Right.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm up. This one might be a little obvious, but it's fine. I thought it was funny. My chemistry teacher is a millionaire, but only because he's a drug dealer.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I know that too.
What is it?
It's Breaking Bad.
It's Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's a great light novel title, though.
That is like, a great light novel title. Okay.
All my really, light really, novel really total, light
Totals?
Novel titles end with an exclamation point.
Oh, a lot of mine end in a question or an exclamation point. Okay, so mine is The World's Greatest Evil Threw Me Into the Future. Will I ever see my family again?
Hmm.
I know you guys know this.
I might I might.
Say it again.
The world's greatest evil threw me into the future. Will I ever see my family again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I got it. Samurai Jack. It's
yeah,
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack.
Let's go.
I went a little older.
With the will I ever see my family again is really good.
Thank you. Really, really good. That was the whole thing.
Man, that's awesome. That was a good one. I like that one a lot.
Thank you so much.
Aku. Man, I did y'all ever watch like the old, like the new, like not the newer one, but like the reboot of Samurai Jack or continuation?
Yeah,
I saw a few episodes, but I didn't watch the whole thing. We actually, my brother and I started watching Primal, which I think was made. Was it the same studio?
Same guy. Gendy Tartakovsky.
CC. So when we finish Primal, we want to go back and watch Samurai Jack from the beginning.
Fun fact: same creator as Dexter's Lab.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Also, fun fact: the creator of Hotel Transylvania. Gendy Tartakovsky. Tartakovsky, something.
What a
different
style.
He's amazing. He's so good. He was going to do a Popeye movie, and Sony goes, "You're making Hotel Transylvania 4, buddy."
That's so sad. A Popeye movie would have been so good with a little olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been cool, for sure. All right. My second one. I don't know if you guys will get this one, but I thought it was funny. Actually, it might be too easy, depending. I was kicked out of paradise because my girlfriend talked to a snake.
Wait.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Wait.
Let's go.
Is this?
Wait.
The Book of Genesis?
Yeah, it's the Bible. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, are we talking about the Bible? It's Sunday. Oh, preacher, put on some Kirk Franklin.
Oh my God, that's so good.
That's so good. I love that. I love that.
Oh, I'm crying.
That's really good. It was also awesome. It's just me and Andre going,
you know, like, huh?
The Bible? The devil from the Bible?
The Bible, yeah.
Wow, that threw me for a loop. I didn't know we were doing that.
That's so smart, dude.
Wow, that was awesome.
The thing is, like, I was trying to find, like, what it. I was like, oh, I'm definitely doing one on the Bible. Like, I was already set. I was like, I'm gonna do a light novel title on the Bible. I already knew.
I love
the thing
that.
Is, I was like, I didn't know where to start. You know what I'm saying? Because there's different like the starting beginning. Points of the Bible. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll start with Genesis. But I was gonna do Jesus at first. But I was like, that would be too easy.
Right. My dad sent me to Earth to save it, and now they're killing me. Or something like that.
That's a good one. That's so good. That's so good. Wait, that's how they can market the Bible to the youth.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
My dad sent me to Earth to save humanity, but they ended up killing me.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
I'm trying
That's
to think
awesome.
Of,
literally.
Why is this burning bush talking to me?
Or like it's like so Moses' journey from the perspective of somebody random. It was like
this dude just split the sea. What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
That's wow. So
that might be another episode. We just make up light novel titles for the Bible.
For the Bible. Awesome. Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay. So my next one's not funny like that one. Caleb might get this. I'm assuming Taylor would get this. My dad died. Now my best friend hates me. 2 exclamation points. How I made an army of dragons.
My dad died, and now my best friend hates me. Oh. Is it Game of Thrones?
Close. It's House of Dragons.
Oh, House okay. Of okay, I was yeah. like, okay, I was like,
it's, okay, yeah, it's in the same okay. universe. Yeah. It's we're there.
Yes,
we're there.
Yes, yeah. yes. I was yeah. like, hold on.
I haven't seen House of Dragons, so I was like, this is the closest thing.
Well,
I got.
You know the plot.
Now I know. My dad died, and now my best friend hates me.
That is a very good. Oh, my, I know you haven't seen it, Kayla. I don't want to spoil it because, in case you do want to watch it. But like that being the crux of the conflict is actually really fucking funny.
It's yeah. God, that show.
I have to give
so
it
good.
A watch. Okay, I have one. I don't know if either of you guys are gonna get it, but it. I don't. Should I give you a hint? Well, I'll give you a hint if
just
you can't
say
get
it. First,
it.
Read it first. Read it first.
Okay.
Read it first.
Okay. Gym class is so hard. I must be in the wrong school.
I already know what it is. I already.
Wait.
I,
say it again.
I think I already know what it is.
Gym class is so hard. I must be in the wrong school.
I used to love this show. It's a
Me
cartoon,
too.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of mine are cartoons.
Is it My Gym Partner's a Monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was like, hold on.
Yeah. Awesome.
God. That show was good.
That was so good. Oh my God. I used to quote the shark all the time. Be like, I'm not going to class. I'm going to be at the library. His little, when he would drink through or breathe in his little fishbowl.
Oh, yes.
So
he
good.
Had a little fishbowl. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, my
and he had
God.
Little braces.
I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Man, the
so
run
good.
That they, the run of shows they had around that time is nuts.
Mid-2000s yeah. Cartoon Network.
Peak. Fire.
Peak. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever used to watch Camp Lazlo?
Yes.
Yep.
I loved Camp Lazlo so much. I rewatched it recently.
Without giving out too much information, Kayla, that was a nickname for someone that our friend group in college didn't like. Taylor.
Oh my God.
like Camp Lazlo was
yeah,
the nickname?
We would call him Camp Lazlo. It was not a bullying situation.
It was
this guy was
this
a
guy
dick.
Was a dickhead. He was a dickhead. Oh
so,
my God.
Okay, I would terrifying. Question why you would call him that. Just
we could. We'll explain more after the pod.
After the pod,
after
yes.
The show.
Yeah.
I thought about saying his name on the pod and then like going in and post and just putting the bleep on the censor. It's like, are you talking about and like, oh, the audio listeners here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's really, really funny. Okay. This one is, I feel like Kayla might get it right away. Maybe. I feel like you guys are going to get it right away. I don't think it's going to be too hard. That time I broke an expensive vase and got stuck at a part-time job with a harem of weird rich schoolboys.
My favorite show in the whole wide world, or in High School Host Club. I'm not even giving you a second to answer. It's my show.
Weird rich schoolboys.
Weird rich schoolboys. I broke a vase. That's so good. That is the whole thing. That's the whole show.
Yep.
Subtext or like subtitle. The brothers are kissing?
Oh my gosh. Or like, or even like sometimes like the main boy won't leave me alone or something
yes,
like that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was fun.
I
thought about that
one
too.
One of them's a cop.
I think one of them's a cop. Oh my gosh. I listened back to that episode again the other day. That shit was really funny. Like,
that was a very good episode.
That was... Oh, but we need to at some point either just have a sports anime themed episode,
yeah,
and that be somewhat of the undertext with the underlying topic in the
that's how I feel about the basketball one that you watched at my house that I saw a few episodes of. I was like, Taylor, they're not
oh,
love.
Kuroko's basketball
that
yeah.
one.
That one was,
what do you
yeah,
mean?
It's interesting because obviously we talk about this on that episode.
Yeah.
We and Zoe don't see that kind of connotation. But like if I was to look at it through that lens, I can see where somebody has a point. Because it was Kuroko's basketball, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was Kuroko's basketball, and it was like what did Kagami say? Kagami said something to Kuroko, and I was like, and I looked at you, and Kayla looked at me, and she goes, really? I was like, oh my God.
Because it's literally something like, it was something like, use me. It was something along the lines of like, use me and I'll make your dreams come true or something like that. And I was like,
something like that. Yeah.
Like, what y'all talking about? What do you mean use me?
Oh my God.
So good.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Love that.
Okay. This could go either way.
Oh.
Am I the last human reaching level 99 with my animal brother?
Am I the last human reaching level 99 with my animal brother?
Hold on. Okay.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Am I the last human? Mm-hmm. Is it a movie or a show?
It's a TV show.
TV show.
Okay.
Am I the last human?
It's a
reaching
cartoon.
Level 99 is what's throwing me off.
That's what's throwing me off.
It's a cartoon.
It's level 99 with my... Is it Adventure Time?
It's Adventure Time.
Oh, I'm going. Wait,
where's the reaching
That's
level 99 coming
forget
from?
Forget that part. That is just... a light novel trope.
Am I
the last human and animal brother are the
important ones. That makes sense. Yeah. I literally was just like, what? I was thinking of the freaking, what's that anime where everyone gets sent into a game and then they have to like beat Sword Art Online, like that type of vibe. I'm like, but he didn't say he had any anime, so where's the leveling coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good Frank one. The human boy. How did you almost know my name?
I know approximately many things.
I have approximate knowledge of everything.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
My good. Yeah, that interesting use of the level 99 trope, because that did give me a lot. Me and Kayla were like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
that threw me off.
But that is a, like, there's one.
It gave me an idea.
I don't know if you got to that one, Kayla, but it was like, I did the one for last episode. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level.
Yes, I've heard of that anime.
Yeah.
There's some anime that they have that in the title, and in the show, it has nothing to do with like leveling up or something like that.
No, I will tell you this right now. There's one, a recent anime that's out right now. I need to find the title of it because it's actually really stupid. Oh, what is the full thing? This is good. It's literally one of the dumbest titles I've ever heard. Okay.
What is it?
Backstabbed in a backwater dungeon, : my party tried to kill me, but thanks to an infinite gotcha, I got level 9999 friends and I'm out for revenge.
I beg your finest pardon.
like how stupid that's.
Read that again.
Backstabbed in a backwater dungeon.
Backstabbed in a backwater dungeon.
My party tried to kill me, comma. But thanks to an infinite gotcha, I got level 9999 friends and I'm out for revenge.
That's wild.
I bet the show has nothing to do with like a gotcha system either.
No.
No, I bet it doesn't. That's just so dumb.
All right, Kayla.
Okay. I'm not gonna use the new one that I just thought of, but I did think of one. Maybe I'll mention it later.
I saw you writing.
I had ideas. I gotta write them down. Okay. This one you guys may not know. I'm gonna bring up this one. I just want to dance, and now a wizard turned me into a swan. It's a movie.
I just want to dance,
mm-hmm.
and now a wizard turned me into a swan.
He's Googling.
No.
Huh.
Kayla, is this a Barbie movie?
Yes.
Oh my fucking what?
Is Barbie and the something Swan Lake?
Yes, it's Barbie of Swan Lake. For no reason whatsoever, Barbie is just dancing in the woods, and a wizard who did not have anything to do with her turns her into a swan. That's the movie. And it's a very good movie, and she's a beautiful pink little swan.
I only know that because my sister had all the Barbie movies.
I was hoping that you would know because of Mia. That was my dream.
I was genuinely like, what could she possibly?
I'm glad you got it, Andre.
I was like, there's no way it's Black Swan. Like, it's not even close to the movie what it's supposed to be.
No.
I was like, is it a Disney movie? I was like, I mean, like, I could not.
You couldn't pin it down. Let me tell you something. Barbie, back in the day, they made some great movies. Very entertaining. So much fun. I should make you guys watch them. That should be a part of the podcast one day. Sure. We should watch all the Barbie movies. They're so good. We have a friend who recently, she collects dolls. And she just got for Christmas this Barbie movie, like it's The Princess and the Pauper, but retold as Barbie. And when you put the dolls together, they sing the parts together of like the one of the main songs. And it is so cool. Even I, who am not like a doll collector per se, I was like, this is actually amazing.
They are worth so much money.
They are worth so much money. Because you can typically only buy them apart. And not in very good condition.
She has thousands of dollars worth of dolls in her room. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not creepy. Sorry. I don't want to.
It's but the like, same thing as like, we have figurines.
Monster,
it's
they're
the same
monster
thing.
High dolls. They're kind of cool.
They are really cool.
Yeah. It's not like Annabelle dolls.
Yeah. No, it's not like dollies. Like, mama. It's very much like they're mama. Figures.
That was crazy.
It's like blink the one eye. Mama.
Yeah.
There is a girl on TikTok that I follow. I don't know why, because her videos always come up like at 2 a.m. when I'm starting to get scared from being up so late. And she collects specifically haunted dolls. And a lot of them look like that. And they are terrifying.
Absolutely
and they move
not.
And stuff. And it's crazy. And they're possessed.
The spirit of the Lord is here. I'm not doing that.
That's a song. Do you know that song?
It is.
Yes,
it is because like, it's a song that I know, but at the same time, my favorite YouTuber Berlizzi, and Zoe knows this. Whenever he plays, a scary game, and there's a quiet part in the game, he goes, "The spirit of the Lord is here."
That's so good.
That's so funny.
I can't wait. I have to start playing some scary games this year, and I'm sure I'm gonna be the same. It's gonna be.
They're really funny.
Got to try out mouthwashing. Like, mouthwashing, it's the big one.
But mouthwashing isn't necessarily scary to me. It's more sad.
It's psychological horror.
It's psychological horror. Yeah. No, I want to play, and I'm gonna end up not being able to sleep. It's the one with you're a mortician's assistant. That one.
I think it's called the mortician's assistant.
Yeah. I love watching people play. Because you can tell when something is about to happen. But when you're playing, you're so into it that you're not paying attention. It's like having blinders on. And I know I'm going to throw something at my screen and break it. I know. All right, fun segue. We're back on the transition train. Yeah,
back into the game. Okay. Yes. I think Zoe will get this one right away. But I thought it would be really funny to add. Because I thought this would be the one that me and you would have a similar title for. Mm. Is that Milo barking back there?
Okay. Aw. All
right. I just want a hot goth GF, not a boss battle gauntlet.
Oh.
I just want a hot goth GF,
not
a boss battle gauntlet.
I'm not even going to give a hint. Unless you ask for one.
No, I want one. There are so many shows of like the early 2000s that have like
boss
girlfriends.
This one is a movie.
This is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that changed my life.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh. Dip.
Part of my top four.
Want me to read it one more time?
Part of your top four.
Yeah, read it one more time.
I just want a hot goth GF, not a boss battle gauntlet.
What's crazy is I'm trying to just think now of Andre's top four, and it's the one with the hotel.
It's not that one.
And it's not.
And it's
Django
not
Unchained.
And it's not Interstellar.
It's not Interstellar. Why can't I remember the last one?
Have you seen this movie, maybe?
I don't know. What is it? I'm so sorry.
It's Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim in years.
It's such a good movie. I watch it twice a year. It's such a good fucking movie.
That's a good one.
I love it. Yeah, that movie changed me for the worse.
The first thing that I thought... The first thing that I thought of was Danny Phantom, and then I was just going through
that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then I was like, what other...
Honestly, because that show is very villain of the week, it kind of fits.
Yeah, low key, it does.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That movie, if you leave that movie liking Scott, you're a problem.
Yeah, if you relate to Scott in any way, you are not a good person.
But the movie changed me not because of Scott, because of Ramona Flowers.
I was going to say, I was at women.
Yeah.
For sure.
The next one I had is so on the nose that I'm going to save it for last. Because it's really funny. I came up with five instead of four because this. I was like, I need to do this. But so... The next one I'll say is, what do you do at a party? Do you take drugs? Do you have sex in the pool? The real life of American teenagers.
Okay, time out. Before we answer the question, you took this from one of the light novel times from last week, did you not?
The way it started, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Or the structure, yes.
Yeah, structure. Kayla.
What do you do at the end of the world? Oh,
okay, hold on.
What do you do?
Go, there you go.
What do you do at a party? Do you take drugs? Do you have sex in the pool? The real life of American teenagers.
Is that movie with...
Not a movie.
It's not a movie.
Mm. It's not a movie?
Nope.
So it's not Project X?
It's not Project X.
That's my first thought, too. Interesting. Okay. Is it Euphoria?
I have one. It's Euphoria.
Uh-huh.
I think, bro, in episode one, Alexa Demi's character has sex in the pool in front of everyone. Hey, that show fucking sucks. And I don't care who doesn't like me. That show is fucking trash. And Sam Levinson needs to go to jail.
I like that show. It just makes me incredibly sad.
It's a rough. It's a pretty heavy show.
It's
rough. It's heavy. It is not my high school experience.
Bro, it's not heavy. It's so fake. It's so... That's not what happens ever.
But I mean, it's like taking...
Everything, all that shit happens to a group of friends in one high school. Get out of here. It's so in your face. Like, sad. Get sad.
Right.
Also, they fuck like porn stars.
Well...
He's a creep.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, using I'll say this. I feel like any depiction of high school in a TV show is gonna be absolutely batshit insane. Like, think about how insane Degrassi is.
And this one takes the cake. Here's the thing: Degrassi's not my favorite show, but I've enjoyed a few episodes because it's dramatic and it's over the top. I get it. Euphoria is a whole nother story, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Euphoria is just like it's like one step above. Like, it's just like a continuation of what Degrassi would have been in this with HBO. You know what I'm saying? It's like HBO's version of Degrassi. Degrassi is nuts if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also me being me, just hearing the stories of the creator and writer behind the scenes. Listen, Sydney Sweeney, gorgeous woman.
Gorgeous.
And I'm a straight man. But when she has to tell the creator, hey, I don't think Cassie would be shirtless in the scene.
Right.
We have a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah, also, for sure.
He has beef with Barbie Ferreira for some reason. He has beef with Zendaya for some reason. When you have beef with every single actor on your show,
and then there's something.
You're an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you put out that really garbage.
And then you make a show like The Idol, which also is creepy. It's a show full of sex. He's a creep. And I stand by it.
Fair. I mean, you're not. I'm not debating that part.
I know. It's just other people online.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm being very one-track minded. Like, I'm not just criticizing. I'm being over the top. But still, mm-hmm. He's a creep, and he should be arrested. I don't know for what, but he should.
I almost sneezed.
I'm about to say, are we going to sneeze?
Yeah, no, I didn't disagree with him. I was like.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Before you go into yours, Kayla, I think we have enough time in case we have an extra one to use it. So
cool.
I have an extra one.
Well, yeah, I do too. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Four. So we have four of them. This is your fourth one, Kayla, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. I cross them out when I'm done. Yes, this is my fourth. Okay. I'm going to go over here. Oh no, I just woke up and this new world is crazy. My best girlfriend is beautiful?
Just woke up in this new world.
New world is crazy.
And
this new world is crazy.
Yeah. My best girlfriend is beautiful.
My best girlfriend is beautiful.
Is this a movie?
It's a show.
It's a show.
Yes. It's a cartoon.
I just woke up and this new world is crazy.
Oh my goodness.
This is a good one.
You guys give up?
No.
Hold on. Not yet. The best girlfriend is beautiful thing. I have to come back to that. I have to figure out.
In a bunch of shows. Yeah.
That first part is getting me.
Yeah.
I just woke up and this new world is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not Code Lyoko.
No, I do love
that. That was a guess I thought I had in my mind. It's not.
Western cartoons don't do like isekai-ish that much.
It is a Western cartoon.
Okay. Western cartoon.
New world.
That's hard. This is a good one, Kayla. Oh my god.
Thank you. I thought this was gonna be easy. Do I need to give you a hint?
I'll take one.
Is it a Disney
It's not cartoon? That the world it's not that they are in a new world, it's that this world is new to them because it's changed so much.
Okay.
Because it's changed so much.
I'm trying to like run down these the cartoons. I don't want to.
Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
No.
What is it?
No, it's Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh no!
I just woke up and this new world is crazy.
Oh my god!
My best girlfriend is beautiful.
That's really good.
Yay! That's a really good one.
Thank you. That was the first I wrote.
That was good.
Damn it! I forgot. Thank you so much. He does wake up.
And he had tried to escape. He's hundreds of years old.
Yeah, if I thought about 1/4 Avatar, it had something to do with like, I just woke up and they named me the Messiah. Like that's literally what comes to mind.
I just woke up and now I'm important at work and it's ruining my life.
Yeah.
Now I'm important at work.
Yeah.
Kayla, because it was you, I was thinking of old Disney cartoons. I was in the wrong area.
Oh, you were in the wrong area. Yeah.
That was a good one for sure.
Yeah, that was really good.
Now I'm important at work. It's so funny to me for some reason in that context.
I'm late to my job.
Okay. Since we do have time for a final one, here's mine. I think this one might be kind of a dead giveaway. I'm not sure. Depends on how you guys.
My next one definitely is, but I think it's funny.
All right. I borrowed a magic sword, and now I'm a part-time Grim Reaper.
Bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. That's very good.
You said Grim Reaper, and I thought Billy and Mandy.
For a split second, I did, but I was like, no. He's a Reaper. And Bleach is his favorite. That's a good one.
Very true. Very true. Very true. Mm-hmm. And now I'm important at work. Yeah.
and now I'm important at work. That's to any shonen.
Now I'm important at work. Yeah.
My dad died trying to save my mom, and now I'm important at work. Naruto.
Yep.
All right. Again, I think dead giveaway, but it was funny. Fry cooking underwater with my flying hydrodynamic spatula with multiple heads.
The spatula. I love SpongeBob. That's so good.
That was a good one.
I was going to put Another World, but I was like, that's too. So underwater. Yeah,
that would have thrown us off though, for sure.
Exactly. I didn't want to throw you off with that one.
Oh,
read it again.
Fry cooking underwater with my flying hydrodynamic spatula with multiple heads.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh boy.
I have three extra, but I'm only going to read.
You can read the other three. You can read them.
Okay. Okay. So then, So the one that I wrote during, this is the only one I wrote during, I'll put that one first. It's, we used to be fictional characters, but magic made us real.
Chalk Zone.
No.
Damn it.
That's a good one, though.
We used to be fictional characters.
Oh, Foster's Home.
No.
No.
What?
No, that's really good, too.
We used to be fictional characters.
They were fictional characters in one show, and then they got their own show, if that helps.
Okay.
Andre's eye.
Okay. Fictional character. Wow, like Kayla is fucking us up on these ones. Jesus.
Is this a cartoon?
Yeah.
It used to be fictional characters. It's a spinoff.
Yes.
Evil con carne.
No.
Damn.
We used to be fictional characters.
Uh-huh.
Can I give you a hint? Animaniacs?
No.
Oof, that one's good.
Want me to give you another hint?
Yeah.
Okay. The person who wrote the story was very cold.
Mark Frost. I don't know.
It's the Ice King. The show is Fiona and Cake.
Oh damn it!
That was a really good one.
God damn it, that's really good.
Thank you so much. Okay, then this one should be really easy. It's, I'm just a girl trying to survive high school, but there's a supervillain outside.
My life is a teenage robot.
No, but that's really fun.
Fuck!
Is it Ash? Not Ash. What's Southern versus Force of Evil, isn't it? The cartoon?
No, that's really good too, though.
I'm just a girl trying to survive high school.
But there's a
supervillain outside.
Is it a live action TV show or is it a cartoon?
Cartoon, and I will say Disney Channel.
Okay.
Kim Possible.
Yes.
Kim Possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one. And honestly, I love this show and I've rewatched it in my life several times. I'm stuck working at a lemonade stand. I just want to enjoy them all.
Oh, 16.
Yeah.
16.
I love 16.
Yeah. That show was great.
I'm so happy because you guys, your knowledge of these titles is much better than mine. But I'm glad that I tripped you up on Avatar. I think that is my win for today.
That's really good.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I just came up with one.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
Say.
I protect the school halls, and the chicken was dry.
It's Fillmore.
Fillmore.
It's Fillmore.
Oh, Fillmore.
It's Fillmore.
I've seen that clip. And the chicken I never watched dry. The show, but I've seen that clip.
It's. I think I'm we talked about this old...
with Rainey.
No,
we had an episode where we mentioned this because it was around the time that I mentioned Static Shock.
Yes, it was our POC characters.
Yes,
episode, and I remember
which
talking
we
about
should do another one. Yeah. It's Black History Month. Let's do another one.
Black History Month or Nintendo Switch? Have you seen that video?
What?
Yes, I've seen that one.
It's a little white kid, and they ask him like, Nintendo Switch or Black History Month? He goes, "Go away." And he's like, "Why aren't you answering?" He's like, "I don't want to answer."
Man. Literally, funny aside, so obviously you guys know that I coach a team or whatever.
Yes.
And one of my players comes in. We're about to start practice, and she's stretching. She's a sophomore. She looks at one of my senior players, and she goes, "Hey," I'm not going to say names. Like, "Hey, it's Black History Month." And the senior's like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Name three famous black people right now."
That's amazing.
I like look at her. I'm like, bro. It's like, what are you doing? She's like, what do you mean? It's Black History Month. I'm like, no, it's not how that works.
That's kind of like when you mention, it's like when you mention that you like a band or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, well name three songs from them right now.
name every black person ever.
Yep.
It's like okay. She was like, I think the senior ended up like naming three famous black people. It took her a second, but it was really funny. So I was like, I'm watching it unfold. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
She's struggling.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm down with that, doing like some kind of black character spotlight. That'd be really cool. I don't mind that at all. But yeah, Kayla definitely kicked our ass with this one, so I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, it's just that singular one. I think overall we all did great. It's just the Avatar one. I'm glad it tripped you guys up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How far did you get? We're all about to be like kind of wrapping up, but how far did you get in the episode? Like, which did you hear most of the light novel
before
titles?
I fell asleep? No, I didn't hear all of them. All I know is I did make it past Andre's yelling. And I think I heard maybe like one title before I went off into sleepy land. Because for the listeners who sound very confused, I'm sure. When I'm not on the podcast and I take time to listen to it, I'll typically like play it before I'm getting ready for bed. And just hearing my friends' voices, even if they're screaming, puts me to sleep. So I don't remember where it stopped because it played the whole way through until mm-hmm. it stopped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go back and try to see like what's the last thing I remember and then just play it from there.
Yeah. Because I wanted to like give you a couple to see if you could guess if it was real or fake or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I could if you want.
We have time, bro.
We have time.
It's a short episode already.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
So
I already gave
if they're real or fake.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I already said Trapped in a Dating Sim, so I'm not gonna give that one.
Yeah.
I've been killing slimes for 300 years. I can't do that one. Those are both real. So.
Yeah.
This one was funny. My high school crush is actually a 1,000-year-old demon, and now she wants me to defeat her evil dad.
That seems like it would be real.
That one is actually fake.
That one's fake? That one sounds real.
It does. I think that one got him, too. I think that one got Zoe, too.
That one sounds real.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you upset. Someone should make that.
For sure. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That honestly sounds like Marceline asking Finn to defeat her dad.
Right.
That's why it feels real.
This is the one I wanted to come back to. This one is real, but when Zoe did the one for Euphoria, he got the structure of it from World End. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us?
That's a real title. One.
Yes.
I want to know what that looks like. This typing these out is crazy. World End.
Mm-hmm. colon.
colon.
What do you do at the end of the world?
Question mark. Are you busy? Will you save us? Here it is. And you know what? It looks exactly like I thought it would. Oh, this is the image you used.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, it's very funny because a lot of these types of shows look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They are targeted to one specific, like, type of person.
Mm, yes.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't think it's any of us here.
Nope. Not at all.
I think I was thinking about it after last week, and I was like, hey, maybe I should try one out. Because I like trying shit out. You know, don't knock it till you try it. Nothing called out to me. Nothing that I was like, maybe, you know?
Nah. Especially when they have stuff like whatever I pulled up earlier in the episode, fucking level 9999 gotcha or some shit like that.
Yeah.
There's one called Do You Love Your Mom and Her Two-Hit Multi-Target Attack? Andre, did you tell me about that the other day?
Last night in the car.
Okay, thank you. I was tired. That's crazy. Mixed bathing in another dimension, the hero of unlimited bath. What are we talking about?
Mixed bathing?
Yes, mixed Fire. Bathing in another dimension.
That's
the
me.
Hero of the unlimited bath.
That's me.
Crazy.
Not bath singular, not bath plural.
Yeah,
bath, it's one bath
singular. One bath. When me, a genius, I was reborn into another world, and I think they've got the wrong idea.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
This is my last one because this is actually crazy. I'm a behemoth, an S-rated monster, but mistaken for a cat. I live as an elf girl's pet.
That's literally on the list.
Yeah. That was on the list too?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wait. Was it?
We have spoken about this.
We did speak about this, yes.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
At least the art in this one's kind of better. But it's also the same.
Yeah.
Everything's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Busy wizard, this warlock just wants to provide for his wives.
That's also me. That's also me.
I can't.
Oh my god.
This is like Adam and Eve. Reincarnated as an apple, the forbidden fruit is forever unblemished. I may just start reading the titles of these. Never the books. Just the titles.
Yeah, never the books.
Never the books. I'm never, like I said, I'm never attracted to these at the store. Mm-hmm.
The store.
At the store.
Yeah.
Because, no.
What was one that I really tripped Zoe up with? I think the High School Crush is actually a 1,000-year-old demon or whatever. That one was good.
Which one did I give him?
I said, which one was a really good one? Oh, my smartphone became sentient and started giving me dating advice, but now it has more popularity than me.
No. That can't be. Is it for real? Is it not?
No, it's fake.
Okay, thank God. I was like, no.
I thought it was real because there's one that's called In Another World with My Smartphone.
That's an anime currently.
I think some people.
That's currently an anime that is out there in the world right now.
You know what it is? It's that some of these sound AI generated. They just
facts.
They've gone too far, and then the creators are like, we're running out of ideas for the studio. Whatever shall we do? Beep boop into AI. Here we are.
This thing got 2 seasons. Who's watching this? It got a 4.3 out of 5 on Crunchyroll. Okay.
That's right. Crazy. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Those are unbiased.
They are biased.
They are biased because the people who are watching them will watch all of them and then they rate those high.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we start going in there and actually watching and rating them, we're giving them twos, maybe ones.
Yeah.
And bananas.
So dumb. This one also got a. I saw a couple episodes of this one. I just immediately turned it off.
What the hell was that?
That was my phone. I'm so sorry.
I got a cheat skill in another world and became unrivaled in the real world too.
What the fuck does that? Is it like another sword art?
I guess basically the main character becomes like this. He has a cheat skill. He gets reincarnated into another world, right? Mm-hmm. But he's trying to get back into his home world. He gets some kind of cheat skill. And then when he finally is able to go back to his world, he retains all of the cheat skills he has in the real world.
Stupid. Stupid and
wait,
dumb.
That is real. I think I've heard of that one.
It is. That one is real, yes.
Yeah.
God, bro. That shit. In another world, my smartphone got 2 seasons. I hope people like that. 2 seasons.
We're not gonna
can't get freaking My Dress Up Darling to get a second season, and that gets a second season. Why?
We're not gonna delve into these and watch them, right?
It could be funny.
I don't know. It'd be very funny.
We haven't done a tier list episode like that in a while.
That was like some serious.
No, because we'd have to watch so many for it to be a tier list.
You know how many romance anime we watched?
Yeah, but romance anime are good.
Not some of the ones we saw.
We saw.
Like what you modest.
Kayla, you know what? Kayla, we're gonna watch Rent a Girlfriend.
No, I don't want to.
Please,
I've lived this long without watching it. No, I don't want
you have to. You have to.
Kayla, I also hate the show. I will watch it if you watch it.
Hey, I also don't like the show.
Not anymore.
I thought it had some redeeming qualities, and then I continued watching it, and I could not.
Here's the thing. I already saw a show this year that I hated that made me mad till the end. No, not this year. Last year, Andre. What was that one? With the sisters?
Domestic Girlfriend.
Domestic girlfriend.
I've already seen a bad romance with just bad everywhere. You're telling me I got to watch another one? Why can't we this watch one is... good ones?
We already did. Flip-flop.
Fine.
After Rent a Girlfriend, we could watch like Toradora or something.
I love Toradora.
Or Horimiya. I never saw Horimiya.
Horimiya is super cute.
Oh, yes.
Super cute. Yeah.
Watch that one.
And last year, we never saw the Sleeping Boyfriend one. I did make Andre watch a few episodes. I want to make Taylor watch them. But the thing is, I have to be in front of him. I have to watch it with you.
Can we just watch it during the goof troop trip or whatever? Because
yeah,
I don't.
We'll watch it on the train. Oh, no, you won't be on the train. We'll watch it in the apartment. I'm having a stroke. We'll watch it.
Apartment?
How did you say this word? Apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. That'll be our nightly routine. Everybody get together. We're watching a sleepy boy.
Oh, God, I hated it. I hated it.
It's horrible. It's
really?
So,
is it that bad?
It's actually atrocious. But seeing it is... To witness it being real is...
What's it rated on Crunchyroll? What's it rated on Crunchyroll?
I have no clue.
What's the name of it again?
Gut check. It's My Sleepy Time Boyfriend. Something like that. I'm going to find it for you. The first thing Google tells me isn't the show. It goes, if you're wondering why your boyfriend is always sleepy, it could be due to a number of factors.
Oh my god.
That's so funny. Hold on. Crunchyroll anime about boys talking you to sleep.
You can look it up on Crunchyroll.
That's crazy.
I could.
Oh my god.
I'm getting weird ones.
Burr. Have you looked it up, Taylor?
I couldn't find it. I typed in Sleepy Time Boyfriend and I got very mixed results. I'll just say that.
No, I'll have to find it on Crunchyroll. And we'll do that off camera.
Okay.
I'll bring it up in the next episode.
All right. Well, y'all got anything else?
The Weeknd's album's very good.
Yes, please go listen to that. Oh my god. What a way to end your discography, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What a way to kill your persona.
I have made it a point to watch more movies this year than I did last year. And so follow me on Letterboxd. My name is Moviebox Junior. I'm going to try to see as many anime in theaters as possible. I have a hashtag called anime on the big screen. And so far, so good. I've already seen two anime in theaters this year. We're all, you know, just nice. Finished January, so more to come. And yeah, you could read my silly, funny, goofy reviews. You can also follow Andre and Taylor.
Please.
They also have letterboxes.
I write so much when I love a movie. And I saw The Brutalist. I saw The Brutalist on a real IMAX screen. Real IMAX.
Say your name.
Not IMAX at AMC. A real IMAX screen. It was so fucking good. Oh my god. Why is Emilia Perez nominated for Picture of the Year? The transphobic, transphobic racist movie. Oh my god.
Say your letterbox name.
Zoe1721.
There you go.
Okay, I'm gonna be more of the anime. I did try to make it a point to watch more anime related movies this year as well. I have some reviews on there. I haven't really like typed out reviews at all. I just give my star rating and kind of move along as we go. My name on Letterboxd. I put my name on Moviebox Junior. Yeah.
Exactly.
My name on Letterboxd is Nostalgia Yugen. Yugen.
Awesome.
That is named after the YouTube channel that I had started when I wanted to do video essays, but then never got around to actually making any.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, yeah, just kind of want to keep... I'll just kind of use that as my review name or whatever. So,
yeah,
that's been everything from all of us. I've been Nostalgia, as told by Zoe. Okay, that's everything. See you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.